In a conference call with reporters, White House and U.S. Department of Justice officials outlined how their legislation would better enable tribal courts and police to arrest and prosecute non-Indians and give tribal courts full jurisdiction to issue and enforce protection orders. Kim Teehee, White House Senior Policy Advisor for Native American Affairs, says these measures will go a long way to helping reduce violence.
3 out of 5 Native American women are assaulted by their spouses or intimate partners. 1/3 of all American Indian women will be raped during their lifetimes. And because Indian tribes lack criminal jurisdiction over non-Indians, absent express congressional authorization, it makes it especially challenging, particularly if you consider that more than 50% of Native American women have non-Indian husbands.
Betty Wayman supports the proposed legislation. She's a woman's advocate for the Lac du Flambeau Domestic Violence Shelter and is a commissioner with a tribal police department. Wayman says there have been several cases where a non-Indian couldn't be held accountable for abusing a tribal member.
If you're residing here on the reservation, you should be subjected to our tribal courts. When there is no agencies enforcing the restraining order, the victim feels powerless and the offender is powerful.
Wayman says tougher sentences are also needed. Right now, federal prosecutors can only seek sentences of 6 months or less for a non-Indian who beats, injures, or attempts to strangle or suffocate an Indian victim. The proposed legislation would amend the federal criminal code to allow for tougher sentences, from 1 year to 10, depending on the severity of the attack. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.